Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Farmers Market Master Bob Shepherd about a barbecue challenge coming to town next week. A challenge is going to be featured at the Washington Farmers Market here coming up soon. Can you let us know what's going on?
Yeah, sure. This is July the 13th will be the challenge. In the past, we've had the barbecue smoker challenge in June around Father's Day, and we got to working it out and thinking about it, and it decided it'd be better to have it the week before the fair so that those people that take part in the fair contest have a chance to kind of work out the bugs and use us as a test kitchen, sort of. So it's called a challenge because a number of years ago, I used to do demonstrations on how to use some of the things that were at the market at that time. And when you're that close, it's not like you were up on the stage or you were on a TV station or a radio station or something. And I finally said, well, guys, I challenge you. If you're so good, come and beat me. And that's how it started. Since that time, there's been big ones, small ones. So by moving it, we're hoping that it'll cause more attention. We're putting that challenge out as well to some of the, not just the service groups, but to our firefighters and our policemen and our groups like that, the road people. They always are bragging about their barbecues that they have for their people. So, you know, we've got a number of fire departments in Washington County. Let's put up. Let's see who is the best. So,
and if people want to take part, what are the rules?
The rules are pretty open. The biggest part of the rules are you have to plate your entry by 5:30. That's when the judges will test the different entries. And we do have a sponsor this year. It's wonderful to have the Fairway Meat Department has decided that they will offer a prize, which will be a whole pork loin. I'd like also, and I've attempted, we have a number of, you know, we're in the Midwest. We're the land of commodities. We're the land of pork and beef and lamb and turkeys and chickens and everything else. That's another area that really needs to throw the challenge out to the other commodities. Plus, it's a wonderful chance to get their product at its best in front of all the people that come to the farmers market. After 5:30, the people that have smoked or barbecued or grilled will offer samples to everybody that's there at that time. I remember, well, about 3 years ago, it was very unusual because I did a roll pork loin. It was pretty good, I thought. But Kirsten Peck, she grilled tofu, and it just blew everybody away. 75% of the people that tried that product had never tried it before, and if I heard it once, I heard it 100 times. Well, that's not so bad, you know. It is a chance to kind of get your product out. I can't imagine how inviting it'd be to have, we'll say, lamb kebabs. There's just, everything's ready. Vegetables, 1 year, I have to admit that I was watching some of the cooking shows on TV, and I saw Bobby Flay fix pizza on the grill. And that was my year's entry. And it was excellent. Well, since that time, a number of people do that. But all it was just make the dough, put it on one side for long enough that it solidifies, flip it over, put all the goodies on it. And all I did was I used slabs of Parmesan, basil, and sliced tomatoes. And that was it. And it was fantastic. There was that hint of smoke, and it was good.
You're making me hungry.
Well, it's... It's just a fun event, and the judges...
I'm excited for this part.
Yes. The judges are made up of some people that have volunteered after I squeezed their arm. You're one of them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is a first for me.
And a past county supervisor, Adam Mangold. We always have one individual that is in the business. They're a chef or they're a sous chef or, you know, something like that.
Their palate might be a little more refined.
Their palate's a little more refined, plus they know the right words to say when you're describing. But it's a lot of fun, and like we try to do with everything at the market, it includes the people that'll actually be in the contest, but it also includes the people that come up to the market itself. They'll be able to sample. So we try to make it all-consuming.
And how do people register?
We'd like them to call me at 319 458-9396, or they can contact us at our Facebook site, which is Washington Farmers Market. And we'd like it by this Thursday, if possible, so we have some idea how we're going to situate everybody. We try to space them out so that there's a lot of room. There's always people that want to watch. It's interesting.
And to clarify, does the food need to be prepared at the market?
It has to be prepared at the market. We'll find a spot for you to put your smoker or your grill or your egg or whatever. We've had all types.
Well, I better skip lunch on July 13th.
There you go. That'd be great. Come ready. Okay. Come prepared.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington Farmers Market Market Master Bob Shepherd. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.